Mac, you got some explaining to do, buddy.
Yeah, Mac, you need to apologize. I'm getting messages from people. Come the text on, man. Line is blown
text
up.
Text like pissed.
I mean, we've been singing your praises for the last couple of days, telling your mom how great you are, and now you let Dusty say the F word on the air.
Yeah, that's my fault, too. I forgot.
Yeah, well, yeah, dude, come on, cut my tongue.
And you also, like, played Mac Quattrero from when the Royals clinched in Atlanta, telling us this was like, I don't understand that.
Everyone in the text line is saying that's Ned from 2014. I kid.
Yeah, well, it was the first Q clip that popped up. I just didn't even bother to look at the date. I scrolled to that.
Well, why would you do your due diligence, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's my, yeah, you're right.
Name that chief.
A play by... name that chief.
Yeah. Name that guy that joins our show here in a second will be Josh Verner. But before we get into that, you've got something that you want to talk about here shortly.
Yeah, we got a big event coming up tonight for Royals fans everywhere. My friend Kurt Nelson at the Royals Hall of Fame. Tonight, they're going to have a kind of a history traveling exhibit that's going to go, a touch key artifacts night as the Royals advance to the ALDS. On the road with the Royals Hall of Fame, sponsored by Commerce Bank, will visit the Mid-Continent Library Blue Springs North Branch, where fans can learn and share with 50-plus years of Royals baseball with story, trivia, and artifacts from the Royals Hall of Fame collection tonight at 6:30 in Blue Springs on 850 Northwest Hunter Drive, Blue Springs. For more information, you can check it out at mymcpl.org/events. Go see all the cool events that they're going to have out there tonight. Get into the Royal spirit, get the playoff spirit going, and go touch things that were like used in games.
Nice.
Or something like that, right, Kurt? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kurt will join us tomorrow to talk about the history of the Yankees and the Royals. There's nobody better to talk about it with than Kurt Nelson, and we'll try to get George as well. But we're watching highlights from the old games, and it's the video where George gets up and pops nettles right in the face.
Love it.
And nobody gets ejected. That, to me, is the best part about that. Those two dudes slug each other, then they dust each other off, and they're going, ready to go. And then years later, Mike Sweeney marries Nettles' niece, and the whole thing kind of comes together. It's great. It's one of the great moments in baseball history. George slides in the third, gets up, punches Nettles. Nettles fights back, and they go, okay, guys, enough, and go back to what you're doing, and nobody gets ejected from the game.
Mm. Sounds like Vern and I's relationship at the very beginning. Now we're both brothers in love with each other, and Vern joins our show now. Vern, how sweet is this, man?
Well, that moment right there, George punching Nettles, yeah, to me is a top five moment in Major League Baseball because there's just no thoughts that went into it. It's all animal instinct as George goes into third and he just comes up swinging. I mean, it was a good swing, too. He got a good knock in there on him.
I'm
feeling great. How can you not feel great? As you guys just mentioned, Yankees-Royals in October. Yeah, man, this is what we've always wanted.
Oh, God, yes. It's what everybody's wanted. Like our fathers, right, are now in their 70s. And I remember growing up, obviously, in New Jersey, my dad would always talk about the Yankees and Royals, the Yankees and Royals. It was never the Yankees and the Red Sox. It was always the Yankees and the Royals. And then for 40 years, it didn't matter. And now here we are in a series that has the opportunity, and I keep saying this, Vern, this is now the series where Bobby Witt gets welcomed into American living rooms, and everybody knows who Bobby Witt is.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping that America's living rooms are locked in on these games starting on Saturday because, yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., undeniable as far as the all-around talent, back-to-back game-winning RBIs in his first two playoff games, the last person to do that. Hall of Famer, double X, Jimmy Fox back in 1929.
Yeah.
Again, man, Bobby's been doing this way too often, doing things that haven't been done since... Ty Cobb and Napoleon Lajoie and guys that played in the 20s.
Bobby's is that a real person?
That is.
Napoleon Lajoie?
Yeah, he got exiled from the United States.
I've never heard of that guy before.
That's a very racist guy. Most of them were.
Let's be honest.
But yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. getting that opportunity on the biggest stage is something that I laughed at on his... big league debut day during that rain and snow and sleet when he comes through with the game-winning RBI. And after the game, he says, man, you know, I was surprised. I thought I would feel nervous, but nope, didn't feel nervous at all. First playoff game, game-winning RBI. Afterward, he says, yeah, you know, I thought I'd be nervous. I mean, I thought it was fun at the end of the game. Those butterflies I felt as we were about to celebrate, but no, not really nervous. And then his second playoff game, he again... just played one of the best all-around games you can play. Defensively, showing off that rocket right arm. He executes his job in the first inning to set up Vinny Pasquantino's RBI, a rocket single in his third at-bat, a rocket in his second at-bat, an RBI to win it in his fourth at-bat. The speed, right? The elite speed is 30 feet per second down that first base line on that game.
Like my speed.
RBI, 31.3 for Bobby Witt Jr. Ooh. He's even faster than you, Bob.
It's tooth and nail there, Vern. It's touch
close,
and go.
But
it's
he's
very
got,
close.
I'm giving him the edge.
Well, yeah. Bob said he's going to sign up next year to beat Bobby, the center field caricature.
Oh,
that
please
goes,
don't do it.
Yeah, too many people get cooked in that thing.
Well, that whole everybody exercise.
Gets cooked
in that
thing. I mean, it's not even close.
Once it's so good.
Once he disappears in the center field center and then comes back, it's like the reality sets in.
Yeah.
Vern, speaking of reality setting in, I want to bring this up because Vinny Pasquantino, man, I mean, come on now. That guy misses, what, 2 months of baseball with a broken thumb. He gets on base 3 times yesterday, knocks in Mike Hogarth or Michael Massey in the start of the game. Looks great. Looks fine.
Well, I mean, do you see him in the handshake line afterward?
He's
not letting anybody touch that right hand.
Nor should he. It should go
he's
to Cooperstown.
Okay. He's not fine.
Okay.
And that, to me, is what makes it all the more amazing. It wasn't 2 months ago, Dusty. He underwent surgery month ago.
Yeah.
Not even 5 full weeks ago. And if you've seen the picture of what that hand looked like, I'm sure we all saw it on television yesterday. It was disgusting. There's no way he takes that glove off and you're like, wow, I can't even tell you had surgery.
Yeah.
No, that thing, I promise you, is mangled. So the fact that he's grinding through it for his teammates, for the city, for himself, for his legacy, for everyone, man, is commendable. But, you know, it hit me right as you guys were nice enough to bring me on. Man, we all understand Q. His mother passed away about a month ago. He told a story recently about growing up. His mom was a fan of whoever the Yankees were playing. And knowing that Q grew up in that area, rooting for the New York Yankees, for him, you know, just a handful of weeks after his great mother passes away, for him to go into the Bronx to play the Yankees, man, I'm getting chills for it. If you saw him last night getting choked up talking about his team, man, it'll give you all the feels. I think it was Rob Collins of Fox 4 that had the video of Q getting choked up talking about the boys, man. I've always been a fan of Q, but now you throw in the human aspect of it, the son aspect of it.
And right.
Yeah, man, I'm
look, Vern,
I'll rock the Q jersey coming up this week starting on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll just say this. That's the stuff, though, that puts the bow on teams, right?
Yeah.
You get that human connection. And that's why I've been so out there talking about having that human connection with these players. The NFL doesn't allow you to have that human connection with the players. But, boy, baseball does an unbelievable job of forming that human connection between the teams and the fans. And I think it's great for fandom. It makes people buy in more because they're rooting for the person, not just the team.
And I think, and this is just a thought and what I've heard from some fans, and I hate to bring this up because it's a tired conversation, but the TV deal, I think, has hurt.
Oh, it kills them. Yep, kills them. Yep, there's no
because
question.
You don't learn the intricacies. You don't learn the goofy things about fill-in-the-blank player. You don't get to learn their personality, their face, their family, their mannerisms when you're not watching them every day. Denny and Stu and Jake and Ryan do a great job on the radio, but there's something about making that connection through the television.
And where are they going to be next year, too? I mean, with that news yesterday, you have to wonder what the future of Royals TV or any TV for baseball is.
I believe Major League Baseball will take it on like they have with, the Diamondbacks and maybe the Padres. So if Bally's or Diamond or whatever just says, hey, Royals, you're on your own, I think Major League Baseball will take that on. And, who knows if it'll be difficult to get into the average home. But again, like I've said with the Bally's app, if you want to watch the Royals, you might have to work a little bit harder, pay a little bit more. But if you really want to see them, you can see them if you want to.
Mm-hmm. And if you really want to hear you, Vern, they can hear you as you are now Mr. Saturday Night. The Yankees and the Royals will play. Your pregame show will start when?
I believe it'll start at 4:30.
Mm.
I'm on tonight with a Royals ALDS special from
nice.
6 to 8.
There you
6
go.
To 8. All
6
right.
to 8, 96.5 The Fan, your
what time
guy,
will Binkley
Josh
get here to watch?
4. That's a lie. He'll be here at 2.
He's been there since 4?
Nah, he'll be here
yesterday.
At 2.
Four yeah. yesterday. Yeah.
No, he got here yesterday at 1 o'clock. Vern, hey, man, keep grinding, man. Keep doing this thing that you do every year that this team is playing baseball in Kansas City, and do it even better because they're doing the World Series thing this year, I think.
I'll do my best.
Hey, keep going there,
hey,
man.
Hey, real quick, who should start on Friday or on Saturday? I think Reagan's.
I'm going Waka. Reagan's has never in his career started on 3 days rest. I'm not trying to make this game the first time. So,
okay.
I'm not opposed to it. I understand why you would have Reagan's go in game one and game four. Game one and game four. I'm fine with Reagan's in game two and game five.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, KC counters with Cole Reagan's.
Thank you, Vern. Take care.
Exactly. Thank you.